In his speech to the United Nations on Thursday, President Bush made his strongest case yet for removing Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. The president described him as a threat to neighboring countries in the Middle East and to the Iraqi people. An estimated 200,000 to 300,000 Iraqis live in the U.S., and many are torn about the prospect of war in their native land. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS visited one of the country's Iraqi communities in Southern California. He has this report.
Inside the spacious Crystal Ballroom in suburban San Diego, men gather to drink and talk. It seems like a typical weeknight at any Elks Lodge, with a few differences. The men are all Chaldeans or Iraqi Catholics. They listen to a television set tuned to Arabic language news. Under a glittering Arab-style mirrored ceiling, men play a traditional card game. Architect Mike Sito, who left Iraq 3 decades ago, says it recaptures a bit of life back home.
They used to play this in the northern part of Iraq. It's called Tilkev, which is a village that still exists there. That's where a majority of our people came from, that village.
The only women here work in the kitchen, serving heaping plates of grilled lamb or lemon chicken to the card players. About 18,000 Chaldeans live in San Diego County, part of a larger community of 100,000 Arab Americans. With the Bush administration preparing for war in Iraq, Sito says that the U.S. should think carefully about the effects of conflict on the Iraqi people.
The regime has been there for 30-some years now, and I honestly believe that he's a very powerful person there, and it's very difficult, in my opinion, to remove him. If there is any changes, it has to be done in a way where somebody has to make sure that we can remove him to minimize the casualties as much as we can.
Chaldeans have suffered under Hussein's regime, and their population has dropped 30% in Iraq since the Gulf War. But they aren't the only Iraqi group watching U.S. preparations. In his speech, President Bush laid out the history of repression by Hussein against the 5 million Iraqi Kurds, who are Muslims, and other ethnic groups.
His regime once ordered the killing of every person between the ages of 15 and 70. In certain Kurdish villages in northern Iraq. He has gassed many Iranians and 40 Iraqi villages. My nation will work with the UN Security Council to meet our common challenge. If Iraq's regime defies us again, the world must move deliberately, decisively, to hold Iraq to account.
Just a few blocks from the Chaldean Social Club, about 40 Kurdish Muslims heed the call to prayer on a Friday afternoon. Men and women pray separately, so 68-year-old Abdul Salam Naqshbani meets his wife in the mosque's parking lot afterward.
You think America should go to war?
Oh, it should. It should. People are suffering, and America should not wait any longer.
Naqshbandi left northern Iraq 5 years ago under protection of U.S. and allied troops who created an autonomous Kurdish region. 42-year-old Hassan Zakoli and his 6 children left the region 10 years ago.
We need just not the speech, we need the action. We're waiting for that day, all Iraq, not just Kurdish people.
Alan Zangana is program director of the nonprofit Kurdish Human Rights Watch in San Diego, a group that helps Kurdish refugees find jobs and housing. He dismissed arguments that the U.S. needs to show more proof of Hussein's ties to terrorists or nuclear weapons.
Shortly, he will have the nuclear weapon. And then, what's the argument going to be? Oh, we cannot attack him because he has nuclear weapon. So it will be too late. Cannot trace a regime with mass destruction weapon. He used it against the Kurds. He used it against anybody else.
President Bush's policy of regime change resonates with many people here. But there's also disagreement about whether that change should come at the cost of lives of their countrymen back home. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in El Cajon, California.